Radio Club Weekly Net for the 8th of February of 2021. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or to sdfarc.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And for this week, actually, I meant to bring this up a few weeks ago, and it slipped my mind. But this January the 1st marks the beginning of the fourth year of the SDF ARC Weekly Net. And so I think that it's a good time to take stock and ask, what do you like about the net? What do you not like about the net? What do you think would make it better? In particular, our participation seems to kind of stagnated. I think SMJ was originally hoping that it would be so popular that we would need some very sophisticated net control techniques to get all the check-ins properly accounted for. But I don't think we've ever done more than about, I don't know, what's the... maybe 20 check-ins. Maybe we don't want, 50 or 100 check-ins like some of the more popular nets. Anyway, so whatever your thoughts are about how well or how not so well our net has been doing over the 3 years that we've been around, please come forward tonight or today with your ideas. Let's see. I probably better reset the Echolink here. And I don't see anybody new in the on the list there. So you probably all know how we do this. We take several rounds of check-ins. We'll have three phases of check-ins. Stations connected to TechLink, which I will acknowledge right now. I see NB0X. I see N4UPC. BK3HJQ was in there just a minute ago. He's still in the chat. And I see the Dewdrop In conference and the Ham conference are connected. So next here, All-Star and Echolink stations. That's what I was just talking about with the Dewdrop In and the Ham conference. And then there's also the digital, DMR bridge. So if you're out there using DMR or All-Star, you'll probably be coming through that. So anyway, I will call for check-ins from each one of those separately. So wait for your turn, I guess, is what I'm looking to say there. And we can take several call signs in a row. You don't have to wait and be, have each call sign acknowledged. But like I said, I think everybody here has been here before. You know how we do this. So All stations, I've got TechLink, so all stations that are on All-Star or Echolink, please come forward now with your call sign.
Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, VK2DY.
VK3HJQ, good morning.
This is Ted, AJAT in Michigan.
Oops, what's it? Hang on, let me make sure I've got this right. Okay, let me acknowledge Whiskey 2, Juliet, Lima, Delta. John has connected to the conference here, and I heard the call signs VK2DY and VK3HJQ and Alpha, Juliet, 8, Tango. So, I've got you guys all on my list here. Do we have anyone on DMR? Only stations using DMR, please call now. Okay, I did not hear any DMR questions, but I noticed that the ROC-AM conference has joined us. So let's see if there's anyone from there who would like to add their call sign to my list to be a check-in on the SDF-ARC net this week.
Juliet Lima Delta W2JLV. Sorry about that. I had to switch my conference over to you guys directly as opposed to going through somebody else. But this is W2JLV, the owner of the Rock Dash Ham Conference. Checking in, and thank you so much for putting me on the list.
Okay, W2JLD, got you there. So I guess I'm ready to start going down my list here. My headset is acting up on me here. I don't know what's going on. The microphone doesn't want to be in the right place. All right. I think I got it now. So, let's see. First on my list, let's go to NB0X.
Hello, Wayne and the net. This is NB0X. That's November Bravo, Zero X-Ray. My name is Matthew. Located in Southern California. My SDF username is nonlinear. And as far as the topic for today, just been very glad to be part of the net and enjoying being able to contribute. And so I'm just going to actually listen and listen for the feedback from others since I am one of the primary net control operators. So I'm being glad to hear what everybody else thinks. So with that, I'll send it back to you, Wayne. This is ND0X, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. Next on my list is November 4, Uniform Papa Charlie.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to stop by and say hello and take a listen to what's going on. That's about it for me. N4UPC, back to net control.
Very quick, could you give us, I see your handle is Scott. What's your QTH?
My apologies, a bit distracted. Yeah, handle is Scott, and I am in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Okay, Scott, thanks for checking in. Next on my list is VK3HJQ. John.
Good morning. How you going there, Wayne? Thanks for running the net as usual. Beautiful day down here. I don't know what temperature is outside, but the wind's still blowing, so I can't get up the roof and do me job. It was raining here yesterday. I've got to extend a vent pipe, but anyway, I'll get there eventually. Well, we don't get rain and wind, because the last thing you want to do is tumble off the roof. I'm just checking the net now to see what the temperature is, maybe 15 or 16 degrees. Oh, it's 23 degrees already outside. 26 today, and looks like it's saying it's an overcast day, so nice day down under. No cases again, so we're doing really well over here. What's going on with the vaccine? Well, they should be out this month, I think they're saying now, because we're already into the 8th of February now. So they reckon everybody will have a shot by at least October, so we've still got a few months yet. I was watching a good show on TV all about how COVID started and the bats, and went through a whole series about what happened, in that country, starting with China and how it spread. Went on for about half an hour on the ABC over here. Not the American Broadcast Commission, but the Australian Broadcast Commission. And it was really interesting. Showed exactly what happened and what they found, so... That was very, very interesting to watch. Anyway, I think this is going to be here for a long time yet, so hope everybody's staying safe over your neck of the woods there, Wayne. You know, stay away from people, wash your hands, wear a mask, everybody knows the deal. Anyway, we're doing fairly well. New Zealand and Australia are doing really well, actually, which is really good. Back to net control, and, comments for the net. More tech. We need more tech in the net, Wayne. I mean, nets are good, which just have check-ins, but, you need to have more technical stuff. Since it's all about SDF, why don't we have something about SDF, more technical stuff? Thanks, Wayne. Back to net control from Becca Trades JQ. Good morning from Down Under.
Okay, thank you, John. I'm jotting the notes down there. And let's see, you mentioned several things there that come to mind here. Here where I live, I'm a couple hours drive south of Chicago. And I remember last week we mentioned that we were looking at a wave of some storms that were going to be passing from west to east across North America. And most of the storms bypassed my QTH here. We didn't get a whole lot of snow. Last night we were supposed to get up to 4 inches, but it was really less than 1 inch. However, I looked at the Weather Underground website, which is usually pretty accurate, and it said that the low temperature here last night was 9 below, that's Fahrenheit, and I'm not sure what that is in Celsius, but it's whatever. I didn't notice that it was that cold, but anyway, it is pretty chilly out there today. It's probably single digits, and it's going to stay below freezing for a while here. The other thing about vaccinations. Now, I happen to live, fortunately, I guess, in an area. This is the home of the University of Illinois, which is a very big state-run public university for the state of Illinois. They have like 50,000, that's 50,000 undergraduates. It's a big college, and they have a lot of research labs, and they have a lot of the infrastructure for research labs, which means they have a lot of those special freezers that are required to keep these fancy new vaccines viable for a long term. And because of that, it seems like a lot of the vaccines that are available to the state have been sent to this area just so that they can be kept viable, and which has made it possible to vaccinate a whole lot of people around here. I'm not sure if that means an unfair distribution, but it definitely means that I think when I read in the paper something like 15% of the county residents have had at least the first shot. So at least in my area here, things are looking pretty good there. Maybe not so much in some of the more rural areas around here. Let me reset here. The other thing about more tech and more SDF, noted, and I'll try to think about some ways that we can work technical stuff into the network. And anyone who has any ideas about how to do that, maybe you don't think of it right now to mention when you check in, but if you think something later, you can send an email to me at jwh@sdf.org. And if you forget my username, my call sign, ab9fj@sdf.org is also good, although I don't check it quite as often. And also Matthew is at nonlinear, nonlinear, at sdf.org. And also we have a mailing list. If you're already subscribing to the mailing list, that's probably the best place to submit an idea or a suggestion. So if you're not already subscribed to it, go to the sdfarc.org website, and I'm pretty sure there are instructions on there on how to subscribe. It's trivial, really. I think you send the string subscribe sdfarc-l to majordomo, majordomo, at sdf.org. Blah, blah, blah. Spelling a lot of things there. I'm ready to move along to the next item on my list here, which is VK2DY. Hi, Robert.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 22.2 degrees Celsius, and that's about all we're going to get today. It's overcast, and it's not going to rain, but it's not going to sunshine either. It's just going to be an overcast day, apparently. We had one case of COVID here that apparently was caused by a traveler again. As more and more people return from overseas, they bring this stuff with them. So I don't know. The Prime Minister lifted a lot of the travel for people coming home, but I'm not sure that's the best of things. But at any rate, apparently this guy traveled up and down from Wollongong up to southern Sydney, so we shall see what happens with that. But at any rate, other than that, I'm watching this American Sports Bowl thing that's on TV at the moment. It's on Channel 7 here, but I'm watching it on a VPN on CBS Sports, and the commercials are much better than the game. The game is kind of like rugby with a bunch of stop starts in it, so it's kind of a boring game. The commercials are fun. Here, the commercials are just play the same public service announcement over and over and over again because nobody wants to buy commercials, so it's boring. But I see why people watch it now. The commercials are great. Anyway, let me reset for a second. So other than that, I would agree. More technical things here, especially dealing with Unix, since the SDF user group is Unix. I was a big Unix user back many years ago when I was working, but recently all I ever do is a little bit in a shell on my Mac, or now with the Raspberry Pis, I do a little bit more. But I'm certainly no Unix guru by any stretch of the imagination, so I'd love to hear more information about about Unix and the differences between the various shells and things like that and maybe the different distros that are available and just general sort of things about Unix. I don't know if there's a real good solid Unix. I know we have the Raspberry Pi Net before this, but is there really anything that's solidly Unix that's out there that really discusses Unix in depth? Not sure. But at any rate, it might be a good carry-on from the Raspberry Pi Net also. Anyway, thank you very much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to Net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Yes, some good ideas there. And if you guys can think of some specific areas about Unix that you think that we should delve into? I don't know, maybe things like file protection modes. You can really get into some esoterica into how you put the modes on a particular file to allow some people to access the file in certain ways, but not other ways or not other people. It gets kind of complicated, but at the 30,000 foot level, it's pretty simple. People like me, see, I've been doing Unix for, gosh, let me think, 75, that's what, 45 years? So there's just so much stuff that I just take for granted that everybody knows. And I forget what it was like when I was first starting out and what it was that confused me the most. I mean, if I sit down and really think about it, I might be able to come up with some ideas about that. But maybe what confused me back then, because I came from the background of punched cards on an IBM mainframe, so I came in with a different set of preconceived notions. And you guys are coming in maybe from having, you know, an Apple II or a Commodore 64 or something like that, and you're coming into a Unix system. So you might have a little bit different perspective and that I would lack there. So I would really appreciate any kind of suggestions you guys can offer about what things that you would really like to hear more about. So there's that. And obviously you're talking about the Super Bowl. And yet here in the United States, you know, there are a lot of us who couldn't care less about the football game, but we know that these big corporations spend millions and millions of dollars putting together these extremely creative commercials specifically for the Super Bowl event. And I know for years I would just set my VCR to record the Super Bowl. I wouldn't watch it while it was on. I'd come back later and start playing back the tape, and I would fast forward through the ball game, and then I would put it on play when the commercial started. Just the opposite of the normal use of a VCR, right? And I hope I'm not about to time out here, but let me reset you, okay? There was one other thing that I think it was John who mentioned about the bats. And that is a really fascinating area there. And I remember hearing a podcast, and I think it might have been This Week in Virology. And if I haven't bent your ear about that before, let me do that again real quick. Go to microbe.tv. And look, they have several podcasts there, but This Week in Virology is the main one, and it's been going on for like, I think, 12 years now. They're up to 700 and something episodes. It's really good. And there was one a while back, and they were talking about in Malaysia. Wait a minute. There's Malaya and Malaysia, and I'm not sure exactly the difference there. I'm sure you guys down there in Australia know. But anyway, they had some kind of epidemic in, I think it was pigs. And the thing is that I guess they have like fruit orchards. And they would kind of, you know, multitask their land by, you know, growing, you know, apples and pears and I don't know what else in the orchard. But they would let the pigs run loose underneath. And there were bats nearby as well, fruit bats. And so there would be this mixture here. You know, the bats would come out and eat some of the fallen fruit, and they would poop, and the pigs would come along, and they would also be eating some of the fallen fruit, and they would also be picking up some of the bat poop. And then, you know, the pigs were getting these viruses from the bats, and then the people were slaughtering and eating the pigs, and, you know, it was incredible. So anyway, fascinating story. All right, that's enough of that. So let me think. Who's next on my list here? Alpha Juliet 8 Tango.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. This is Ted, Alpha Juliet 8 Tango from Sturgis, Michigan, halfway between Chicago and Detroit in the United States. And I've been on SDF.org for quite some time, quite a number of years, but never participated in this group. I've been a ham for about 12 or 13 years. So it's a good way, I figure, to meld the two together. So I won't express any opinions about the group because it's my first time here. So thanks for letting me participate, and I hope to join you every week from here on out. So thanks again, and get back to the group. This is AJAT.
Before you go, Ted, would you like to tell us your SDF username?
Yes, it's SLOD, Sierra Lima Oscar Delta at SDF is the email. And my call sign is Alpha Juliet 8 Tango, Alpha Juliet 8 Tango at ymail.com also works. And either one of those are fine. And back to you.
Okay, fine business. Thanks for checking in, and we hope to hear from you again in the future. Let's see, where am I on my list here? I think I've got W2JLD.
Roger that. Thank you very much for taking my check-in on the Sunday edition of the SDFNet. This is W2JLD, John here in Rochester, New York, southern tip of Lake Ontario. Just finished eating some pizza as I'm sitting here watching the Super Bowl. And a lot of great talk about Linux. You know, Linux is probably the go-to language when it comes to amateur radio. So thank you so much for taking my check-in, W2JLD, back to NetControl.
Okay, real quick question. What style of pizza?
Say it again.
The question was, what style of pizza? I mean, there's like New York style, there's Chicago style, I think there's Neapolitan style, or is it just generic?
Juliet Lima Delta, the pizza that I just finished eating was a thin crust pizza with peppers, onions, bacon, extra pepperoni, and extra cheese. Good.
Yeah, making me hungry there. All right, thanks for checking in with us this week here. Let's see, I think I have exhausted my list. So let's take one, let's stop now and see if there's anyone on DMR who's been listening and waiting for a chance to check in.
Control. This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Quebec Foxtrot. Name is Mike. I am in Brick, New Jersey. And my SDF username is M Carson. M. That's MCARSON.
Okay, I acknowledge Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Quebec Foxtrot. Is there anyone else on DMR? Okay, well, Mike, I don't know how much you've been listening to. Do I need to tell you what our topic is, or give you an introduction to our net here? I'm not sure I recognize your call sign. Maybe you've checked in before, so maybe you know all this already.
Roger that. I actually have checked in before, but it's been probably a year or two. So I've been mostly off the air. I'm glad to be able to join into the conference via RF this time, since I'm on DMR. And I have not been here in long enough that I wouldn't have a useful comment about what more we should be doing. Although I will echo the others that some technical programming would be interesting if we can figure out what to do and how to do it. Back to you, NetControl.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us again, and maybe we'll hear from you again soon. So I'm again ready to take new check-ins. So anyone on All Star or one of the other EchoLink conferences like ROC Ham or Dewdrop In or ham, please come forward now with your call sign.
May I check in Japan? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I copy. Juliet Foxtrot 3, Golf Oscar Hotel. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, that's right, Rita. Good evening, everybody. I have been watching this on the frequency, everybody's topics, so that the ball game. Super Bowl, very exciting game, very near, I guess, you know. Good morning here, so that's now 9 o'clock, half past at the moment, you know. Say, my name is May, M-A-Y, May. May is a handle, located Osaka, Japan, O-S-A-K-A, Osaka, Japan. Okay, back to you, leader, controller, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, May. Welcome back to our net here. Do we have any other check-ins from the other Echolink conferences that are connected?
WK4.
Okay, I heard WK4 and then the signal dropped out altogether. Would you try that again?
Completely messed it up. I am Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Whiskey Zulu coming over Echolink from the Rockham.
Okay, gotcha, John. Why don't you go ahead?
My name's John. I'm from coming over from Kentucky. This is actually my first time dropping in, so don't really know anything about it. Just saw it was active and been listening a little bit.
Then perhaps I should back up and repeat that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. Long story, ask me later if you really want to know. If you are not familiar with SDF, it is a public access Unix system, and you can direct your web browser to sdf.org, and there's all kinds of tutorials and FAQs and all kinds of stuff on there, and you can sign up for a free account if you want to experiment with a Unix operating system and using the command line and well, whole bunches of stuff there, more than we can talk about in a few minutes in the net here. So if you already know about Unix, then I'm probably just boring you here. But if it's something new, then you might want to check it out. Let's see if you have any comments.
KM4OWZ, thank you for the information control. Very familiar with Unix, mostly playing around with some Linux, but I've done some things with other Nixes out there, thanks for acknowledging me.
Well, you're very welcome, John, and we do this net every week on Mondays at 0 hour Zulu, so you're welcome to come back anytime. So, let's see, I think I've caught up again with everyone on my list, so let me see, is there anyone else listening who wants to check in tonight, or today, wherever you happen? Okay, I saw I saw a signal with no audio there. Try again, please. Okay, I think that we'll wrap it up for this week's net. Let's see, where's my script here? Let me just take one more stop to see if there's anyone else who would like to check in before I close the net. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's see, where are we here, 0038 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can join the AfterNet in the SDF DMR Talk Group, number 31650, or look for us in COM on the SDF, probably in the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73 for now.